a big update for everybody in the pistol brace rule, where the ATF is being jerks. The challenge to the ATF's pistol brace rule is now one step closer to the Supreme Court, where they will get filleted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has announced it will hear oral arguments in the challenge to ATF's final rule on pistol braces during the week of August 5th of 2024. I predict this is going to be huge. Why do I say that? Well, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has consolidated all five rock-solid challenges to the ATF's unconstitutional pistol brace rule. If you think the ATF should be abolished, subscribe to this channel and I will bring you Second Amendment news each and every day, including everything related to the pistol brace rule. I also want to thank the sponsor of the video, that's Lear Capital. You've heard me talking about precious metals and telling you that experts were calling for record high gold. It's here. Gold has broken through that $2,300 an ounce level. Will it stop there? I don't know, but I do know that those same experts are now calling for gold to reach $3,200 an ounce or higher, and silver is rising as well. I bought my gold and silver last year from Lear Capital. I'm up over 21% on that purchase. And since 2020, guys, with printing all these dollar bills, our purchasing power is gone. Every dollar in our wallets has lost 24% of their purchasing power. That's why I bought gold and silver, so it can actually hold value and increase in value. Call my friends at Lear Capital to learn more. 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. Ask them all the questions you have about buying gold, physical gold in your hands, or gold IRAs as well. Give them a call, 1-800-260-5075. Again, 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. Thank you, Lear Capital. Now, as I alluded, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has consolidated the following cases. Second Amendment Foundation's case, which is SAF versus ATF. Firearms Policy Coalition's case, which is Mock v. Garland. The Brito versus ATF case. National Association for Gun Rights case, which is NAGR versus ATF. And Gun Owners of America's case, which is GOA and Texas versus ATF. And as of right now, all of these cases consolidated into one big ball of wax is scheduled for oral arguments the week of August 5th, 2024. Now, Second Amendment Foundation's case includes Rainier Arms and two private citizens, Samuel O'Wally and William Green. Firearms Policy Coalition's case includes Maxim Defense Industries, as well as two private citizens, William Mock and Christopher Lewis. The Brito case is made up of three private citizens, Darren Brito, Gabriel Tosher, and Sean Kroll. NAGR is joined by Texas Gun Rights. GOA's case, they're joined by the state of Texas, Gun Owners Foundation, and private citizen Brady Brown. All of the cases are challenging ATF's new rule, not a law, I remind you, but a change in opinion by an unelected bureaucracy that the 10 to 20 million estimated, 10 to 20 million pistol-braced firearms that were legally obtained and legally sold, legally possessed, legally transferred, based off of ATF's rulings, that all of a sudden, all of those are classified now as short-barreled rifles subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act, meaning pay the ATF $200 for a tax stamp that all of a sudden magically turns your super dangerous pistol into a now safe to own SBR with the permission of the government, of course. And all the things that go with National Firearms Act issues. You can't bring them over state lines without permission. You file all your information about that, your fingerprints, everything about that gun, your picture, so ATF can actually know who has what and check on that stuff too. Of course, ATF offered a period where the $200 tax was forgiven, and unfortunately a small amount of people took part in that. Most of us said we will not comply, which brought these lawsuits by these groups. And this is big. The ATF, I really think this is what's going on now with the ATF and these rules is going to really, really be good, especially with the current makeup of the Supreme Court. So let's hope that well, Clarence Thomas and the crew stays good to go. Now, support, I always say support those that support you. And you can support these groups, join these groups with some links that are in the description down below. I'll have links to join GOA, SAF, FPC, and NAGR. The links down below are, I get nothing out of it, not a single nickel. It just tells them you are a viewer of Guns and Gadgets. Also, you can support some of these groups while drinking the best coffee in the land. At blackoutcoffee.com/GNG, we have lines of product for GOA, SAF, and FPC currently. Where if you buy our coffee, each item, we send $2 to that corresponding group. So it's a good way to help them out as well. So stay tuned, folks. The week of August 5th could yield a diamond for the Second Amendment. Subscribe to the channel to stay in the loop, because this could happen at any time and things could change. The date could be moved up or back, and I have the full intention of covering it live. So subscribe to Guns and Gadgets to stay in the know. Guys and gals, if you love yourself, your family, your community, this country, then seriously, contemplate being a sentinel and carrying a gun every day. That's what our forefathers died for. Not only to keep us safe, our community safe, our property safe, but our country safe as well. With that, have a phenomenal day. I'll see you on the next video. Take care.